I'm with Pierre Blivet and Quentin Mamounique, and you've just done something extraordinary. You're telling us about a trip that you made last year. Well, where did you go, Pierre?
To the Via Alpina, to the Slovenia, Italia, and Austria.
How long did that take you?
70 days.
17 days?
Yes.
Okay, walking every day?
Yes.
Okay.
Every day.
It's quite a dangerous thing to do. Were you in danger?
Yeah, sometimes it was very dangerous. There was a lot of rocks, a lot of cables. So sometimes it was difficult.
Sometimes you were frightened?
Yeah. The second day we arrived at the top of a precipice. There was no other way to go down. So we used a cable to go down. There was 50 meters of drop. So it was the worst moment, I think. The moment we were scared.
Yes, I imagine. But why, Pierre, did you do this?
Why?
What is your motivation?
To escape from our life, quotidian, daily life, and to see a beautiful landscape, to share an adventure with my friend, and to make a defi and to make a new challenge.
Yes.
Next, the tour of the Mont Blanc, the past year.
And this all began, I understand, because you went on an Erasmus trip.
Yes, I went to Spain in Erasmus.
Did you go studying in Spain?
Yes, 6 months.
Doing? What is your speciality?
Engineering. Ingénieur en
civil. Civil engineering.
Yes, civil engineering.
So very different to exploring the nature.
Yeah, very different, but I don't know why I discover my passion. My passion in Spain, with the mountain around me. I discover, because in Britain, I don't have a mountain. We don't have mountain. Yes.
Indeed, but you went in this difficult place. How did it change you? Maybe Quentin can explain. What does this challenge bring you?
It brings liberty. It brings
liberty. How?
Liberty, because we walk without see people during few days. So yeah. We were alone in the mountains. Because also it's hard to walk with a bag of 15 kilos. So it's
and your bag has the minimum.
Yeah. We just have the minimum with us.
That's very liberating.
Yeah, some clothes. So yeah, and sometimes we can use our phone because there was no signal.
Yeah.
So that's also liberty. We are disconnected from the.
And that's a good thing.
Yes, because we are always connected. So sometimes it's good to be disconnected.
I agree. You decide to make a film.
Yes.
Before you go.
Yes.
How does that change your walking?
Ah oui, je vois. Oh, je sais pas comment expliquer. Je comprends.
It changed because it takes time to film, to make a drone. We need to take in account that thing that we are going to walk less rapidly than other people without a camera and without a drone.
There's one thing to go walking, to go on trekking, long distance, for yourself.
Yeah.
Why do you make a film?
To share to other people our vision of making a trip, making a trek, our vision of liberty, and to invite people to do the same things also. Yeah.
Okay, yes. What is your advice for someone who wants to go on a trip like this? What do you say?
Comment dire en anglais, sauter le pas quoi.
To take the first step.
Take the first step, yes.
Because?
Not. je sais pas dire. For me, a long journey begins to the first step, and after the next step, and the next step, and the next step.
Pierre, Quentin, thank you very much indeed.